You're listening to the Periodic Table of Awesome. Join our regular team and maybe a few special guests as they give you the lowdown on movies, TV shows, games, or just whatever they want to talk about. It's the best of geek from week to week, live on Twitch and direct in your ears via the podcast.
There are 100 of us. And only one of you.
That's not going to be a problem.
Let's go!
My friends.
We've come a long way from the East Blue. Now let's find out what the Grand Line has in store for us.
Let's party.
Monkey D. Luffy.
World government wants your head.
Sorry, Smokey, but we're kind of in a hurry right now.
There's something swimming right for us!
Brace for impact!
What the hell was that?
We're about to begin it!
Let's hope you're hungry.
Go. Oh, there we go. A bit of reverb on. Oh, massive reverb.
No.
What in the world? Got lots of reverb going on there. That is fantastic. For some reason.
Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hello and welcome. So nope, that's just, I'm just going to run a bit of technical difficulty. Okay, how's that? Yep, there we go.
Oh, that's it. Want to start again?
That's very funny. We never really stopped. I didn't actually turn off the audio.
Oh, you didn't go to it?
Still, the music's still.
We don't know what's happening.
The music's still going. It's all great. Hello, and we're on live. Hello, how you all going? This is just fantastic. Yes.
Yep.
All right.
We are.
All right, and that's the show. Thanks for joining us.
entertainment. That's what we're providing you.
What you get tonight is one piece of entertainment, and that was me. Just pressing buttons until shit happens.
On the thing, if you go three switches to the right, you'll find the line, and then the one after that is the grand line, and that's where we're going.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah. And where is me whale live? Somewhere around.
No, not going to make that joke.
No, don't make those jokes. Yeah. Hello, Quinny. Hello, Jill. Hello, everyone in the chat.
Hello, Dion.
How are you all going? Dion, Jesus. Why pronounce it weird? What if I called you Quiny?
No, sir. I don't like it.
I can't really do anything with Jill's. Just like Jill.
Gile.
Right. Gile.
People call me Gil.
Yeah, Gil. I don't know. If we went Gile, does that mean that you've got a role in the next Street Fighter film?
Do the hair.
Yeah, vertical.
It's guile, not gile.
Yes, but yes, I mean, but, is it? Well, Gif or Gif?
I mean, Peter would pronounce it gile. But she's not here to defend herself. So hey, oh dear. Yeah. How you guys going? Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Is rocking on.
It's almost to two very short weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Are we all just grinding out for the next 2 days in order to go? Oh, Friday's a public holiday.
And then we who work in the state of Tasmania, even though we work somewhere in New South Wales, also get Easter Tuesday off.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Apparently, yeah. I don't know. I'd already taken. Anyway, who needs to hear about our time off? We don't need to know about that. We need to talk about anime and anime adaptations.
Yes.
The
only place.
Isn't that the Pirates of the Caribbean theme?
It's pirates.
It's just pirates. Yeah. Everything's pirates these days.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay. Well, what is it? It's the merry month of March. And this is the
lousy smart.
Lousy smart. It has been a lousy smart.
It's been a lousy smart, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's a war going on that people are not calling a war anymore.
It's a military action.
Yeah, they started calling it a war, and now they're like, oh, now it's a military action.
Malicious compliance in naming terms.
Yeah, well, it's literally because they can't technically go to war unless the Senate has approved. Congress has approved a war action. Yep. And as they haven't actually asked Congress, they technically can't say that we're at war.
Fucking hell.
Because America is run by lawyers.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're not talking about that. We're talking about...
Let's talk about fantasy. Let's talk about pirates.
What's this world called? It has a name. One Piece is set in the world of...
Fuck. I don't know.
Earth.
No, it's not Earth.
I really don't actually know.
First question on the pop quiz and we failed.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so obviously, as everyone knows, One Piece is set in the world of and we're all just and we are returning for season number two after having season number one of this exceptionally long running and very many episoded thing, and we have barely gotten anywhere at all.
I did a little bit of looking up to go, okay, how far into the story have we gotten so far? And like,
not very.
The Whiskey Island, I think, is the one of the plot points.
Whiskey Town on Cactus.
Whiskey Town, sorry. Little Garden, that's the one I was looking for. Garden arc is the ninth arc of the One Piece story.
4,927 arcs.
Exactly.
Pretty much.
Yeah. 1,255 episodes, I believe.
Sure.
And like, and that's not hyperbole.
And
that's
counting.
Yeah.
Yep. Go Inaki Godoy, who'll be doing this until he's 75.
Mm-hmm.
I believe. Yeah. That's what his contract. That's what his contract says.
And I mean, if they keep giving them the money to do it, I say more power to them. But
look,
I can't imagine it's cheap to make.
I'm not quite sure. And we went through this last time, I think. No one had seen the anime or read the manga, have they? Or Jill, had you seen it?
Know it because all my friends love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd seen a little bit of it when it was on like morning TV.
Mm.
Like there was a thing where it was on one of the channels of a morning. It was the, you know, while we still had morning fucking cartoons on one of the channels.
Sure.
Okay. And I caught a little bit of it and I was like, oh, yeah, that's deeply fucking weird.
But I've also got to say it's a very, very faithful adaptation to the stereotypes that they're presenting.
Yes.
Like, I feel like, you know, just like we had in season one, this is very much, here is the picture of the character and how they act and do not deviate from how this character looks or acts.
100%.
Walk to the mark, say the line, get offset.
Yeah. 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 Do we have any room for interpretation here? Do not interpret.
No. Oda Sensei is very strict about how his work is interpreted.
Yes, interpreted. Yeah, sure. That's what Jill. That is what it said in the script. I need you to read what is said in the script. It says in the script.
Interpreted.
And it said interpreted. So that is what we're going.
Since I said that, I'm like, that's not a word. Hang on.
You can think that if you want, but you're not allowed to deviate.
Okay.
Yeah. Which I feel for the actors' sense, like all the actors that were in this one, and especially all of the season two actors who just came in for a bit of a mess around. I can see how that would have been a little bit frustrating for them, maybe. Or maybe it would have been a pure release to go into this television show and be like, right, so I have to say this exactly just like they did it in this video package that you showed me from the anime.
Yep. Okay.
Sure.
Where do I stand? How long am I in makeup for?
Yeah. 7 days.
Yeah. And I mean, some of them, like, I think some of them really fucking lay their ears back to it and enjoy the cheese and the goofiness of it all. And then you can still see some that are like, I'm uncomfortable with the level of weird that I'm being asked to do. I still want to be a proper actor in here somewhere. And
yeah,
there are times where I felt like I was going, just fucking go with it, man. Don't fight it. Just go to sleep. Go to sleep.
Yeah. Go to sleep.
You are wearing a wacky wig and wacky clothes.
Yep.
You're just going to have to lean into it.
You are talking to a weird snail. You're got...
No, the snail is the phone. You're yeah. talking to the snail.
And the snails don't actually talk. The snails just go...
Oh my god! I still can't get over this show just looking like a bunch of cosplayers.
Thank you.
Around like
yeah.
You know what it looks like? It looks like the set of. Do you remember the kids TV show? Is it Lazy Town?
Yeah.
You know. Wow, Julie, you never seen Lazy Town? Well, there's a wow.
Sorry, I'm not that old.
There's a
Hey, it was freaking 2000s.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
It was
look up Lazy Town. I am a pirate.
Yeah,
that'll give you all you need to
yo
know.
Yo ho, fiddly dee, yeah. I am a pirate.
Yeah.
Okay. What the hell were you guys still watching kids shows in year 2004?
Because of memes.
You. Yeah.
Actually, no. Pre-meme. It was pre-memes.
Okay.
It's 2004, so you know. Okay. I don't know. Here, I'm putting it. Oh, that's a terrible way to put.
Whoa!
It.
Whoa. You're gonna get
God
banned,
damn it.
Quinny.
Yeah, you're gonna have to admin yourself out of that one.
Yeah. I don't even know how to delete it. Won't let me.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I mean, apart from me just pressing the trash icon.
Yeah, there thank we you. Go. I don't see the trash icon, my friend.
Thanks for sticking around, everyone.
You are a trash icon, Quinny.
Thanks for sticking around, everyone in the chat, who is just sitting there going, what are you guys talking about? What are you doing?
Peter's not here. We do what we want.
The teacher is away, so we can do whatever the fuck we want.
Which is exactly how I think they did this in this... The show, in there, and I okay. So, from my memory from the first season, where I got introduced to all these characters, and it set up the whole hero's journey thing, and everything seemed very happy and interesting, and also crazy and stupid, and I couldn't quite tell whether or not this was taking the piss or actually trying to do something earnest, and was the story worth following, or was it just weird? And what the fuck is that half cosplay, half makeup test kind of? Character. Oh no, that's the final character. Kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, does that clown actually have to be like have to look so crazy but act like such a dick?
Yep.
I got to say he's one of the ones that I find very interesting. So the character of Buggy who was a big player in season 1. Somewhat less in season 2.
Sure.
But I find him fascinating because the actor is quite good and like he was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and a bunch of other stuff. He's one of the few that I feel like really nails the attitude of, yes, I'm a cartoon character, but I can still be real snarky and real nasty and I can play to the anger and everything. I was like, a lot of the other ones, Jill, as you were saying, it really does feel like, you know, somebody walking onto set and they're just a cosplayer.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And they do the thing that their character does, but it's just weird cosplay.
This was the sort of thing, like season 1 introduced all these kind of characters. They had some crazy adventures and then season 1. Now season 2 comes in and I feel like they kind of just swept, they cast an arm across the board and knocked off a lot of characters that they didn't really, some stuck around. They didn't quite make it off the board. So they kind of turn up and you're like, oh, that character from season 1. Oh, they didn't do anything. And they introduced a whole bunch of new ones, which are again, crazy fever dream fucking interpretations of something. Is this supposed to be a serious character who has heart or is this just a fucking moron? You never really know what you're getting with it, which is kind of the fun part of One Piece. But I have to say, it is a tough watch for someone who's not invested.
Sorry, I just realized, do we need to do a synopsis of what season 2 is about?
Sure, why not?
No, I already did that earlier when I fucked up the audio and then I put on the technical difficulties and that kind of explains season 2.
Oh, right, okay.
Sure. No, go, Quinny. I don't have any background music unless you want me to.
No, and I don't have any idea.
I can just kind of
I'll give you a bit of Hans Zimmer.
Luffy and the Straw Hat set sail for the extraordinary Grand Line. A necessary legendary Not necessary. A legendary stretch of sea where dangers and wonder await at every turn. As they journey through this unpredictable realm in search of the world's greatest treasure, that is, the One Piece, they'll encounter bizarre islands and a host of formidable new enemies to become King of the Pirates!
So it's not racist as long as you're impersonating someone, right?
Yeah, that's... Where the fuck is Luffy from? You tell me what his accent is meant to be, and we'll all know.
Kuni, the best way I could describe whatever that accent was is pantomime playing Pepe from The Muppets.
No.
Yes.
I'm here.
Switching into that, and I was like, Jesus.
Pepe is very Antonio Banderas.
Pepe is entirely Antonio Banderas and my old D&D character.
Look, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
I will say, getting back into season two was a bit of a hard slog. They gave us Buggy again in that first episode, just as kind of like a refresher. And then after that, they're like, okay, forget that guy. Now we're going to introduce you to like this whole other huge plot point.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, okay, we've done that. That stuff's forgotten. We're done. Yeah. Now we finally get to the point where we're actually going to the Grand Line.
Yes. The whole point of the fucking series is like the adventures on the Grand Line to find the One Piece.
Yeah.
So we finally get there. It did take me about halfway through the actual season to start to enjoy it.
Yeah, right.
I think it wasn't really until I was kind of like half out of it until that little garden episode.
Okay,
and then after that, I kind of was back into it.
It's funny because like the whole, so there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 main arcs in this season. So there's Loguetown. So, I mean, there's getting to the Grand Line, which is the first couple of episodes where it's like getting out of where they were and then getting to the Grand Line.
Yeah.
And there's Loguetown, where they essentially come to a town where everybody seems to like pirates until they don't.
Yeah.
Then there's Reverse Mountain and Whiskey Peak. Loguetown is the start of it all. Whiskey Peak is the one, the town where everybody likes pirates until they don't. Then there's Little Island and then Drum Island. And then they introduce the new crew member. Yeah, it took me a while to kind of get my eye back in.
Yeah. And like from all accounts, like from friends finding out like who one of the key characters is that joins the crew, they're like, but that happens like quite deep into the whole One Piece thing of it all. So like, why are we doing that in season two? But guys, honestly, we have to abridge this series somehow.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Unless it's going to be intergenerational One Piece live action.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm. They can't Witcher it to death. by putting in new characters. Like, no, this is totally Luffy that has been there the entire time. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, like, I don't know the anime or the manga at all, so. Mm. You know, when a plot point comes up, I'm like, okay, right, that's the plot point. Cool. Sure. Okay.
I'm just waiting around for powers. I feel like it's power of the week, not monster of the week in this one.
Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of
like something that's so rare, the fucking devil fruit. Like everyone's had one.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know the old adage, Jill, everyone gets one.
Yeah.
It's how the world works.
But honestly, like the two biggest story points that I knew about from One Piece, from having friends tell me about like their favorite moments, both of them happened in this season.
Right. Okay. I need to do a little bit of put my hand up here and say I've only gotten through to the, just checking which episode I'm in the middle of.
Okay.
I think I'm in the middle of episode 6. So.
Okay.
Yeah, I was plowing away through it, and also they're long episodes. They're like hour long episodes. So, this is not me complaining.
No.
It's me explaining that I'm just
look the commitment to the the vision that they're doing, like the commitment. The commitment to the vision is quite remarkable because, yeah, it seems very silly, but there is an overriding narrative in there, and there are heart to each of the episodes. It feels like that way. Like they're doing something and they have a message and they've got something to say. I'm just unconvinced about which tone and audience they're attacking here because I watched it and I'm like, oh, this feels like a He-Man episode, you know, which was 12 and a half minutes with toy commercials, but then they had a, you know, a message at the end. But like, then it's like, oh, that sword guy Zorro is actually murdering 100 people in a sequence that could have easily gone through one of the biggest action films of last year.
You know? That was a fun episode. I really did. I did stop all my other screens to sit there and watch McKenna do his thing.
Yeah. And that was the thing where I started, like, I have to, you know, it was a bit slow and then it got to this one and I was watching that and I'm like, oh, this is like a full-on action thing. And then there are other, like, moments during it where you're like, this is very adult or this is very, you know, adult-oriented. And I was just a little bit, but the rest of it feels like fucking a kid's, like, not even a kid's show, but.
Honestly. Yeah. That is the source material because, like, the stories that my friends have told me that they love from this thing are all of the serious heartbreaking moments.
Yeah, right.
So it is all of this stuff interspersed. I think it's just getting it in the weird live action package is a bit hard to swallow for audiences that aren't familiar with the source.
Because everything's so crazy, you know, like the costumes and the way they present stuff and how they look and everything. It is like lifted off a page. Where you can draw shit, but it doesn't actually make sense in the real world.
Yeah. There's no such thing as like artistic liberation and doing your own interpretation of the source. It's like, I'm sorry, but like the creator has said it must look like this. So you can play within these guardrails and that is it.
Yes, but Mr. Three is still going to look slightly weird and waxy.
His hair is still going to be made to look like a three.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if it's David Dasmalchian who's doing it.
Yeah.
He's still going to look like a weird fucking, like, and in so many ways, a not great cosplay.
Yeah, I got to say, like, the pale makeup was blotchy. Like, didn't look great. Oh, no. Was that on purpose? I don't know.
Was he meant to look like, I mean, he's meant to look waxy, but in what way? The thing that got me is there, like, I went looking to have a look at some of the design elements of the anime to see how it translated, specifically the lead characters, because like in a lot of TV shows, you know, the characters don't change costume at all.
Like, oh, right. Yes.
You know, and so they're all like, Sanji is always wearing his black suit and Zoro is always wearing basically the same outfit. And I was like, do they change them at all in the anime? Because we got to the point where we're doing the little garden and they got off the ship and they're in kind of like beach outfit versions. And I looked at them, I went, did you just buy a shitty t-shirt from Lowe's? I stopped seeing costume and started just seeing whatever we could throw on the characters.
Yeah, I mean, it does look bizarre, but no, they do have different outfits. Like, of course, like, your character will always have their stock standard, this is the character's outfit, but they, in the manga and stuff, they do have different clothes.
Yeah, and you've got to be able to have skins for your characters.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, is anybody really going to wear a shirt that says neighbor on it? Like, that's just fucking bizarre bullshit. Like, that's only something that a Japanese person could do.
Yeah.
Like, for real.
Yeah. And I mean, like, their characters obviously, you know, are changing as they go and they've got slightly different looks. And
Yeah.
But there were a couple of times, especially in that particular episode, where I was like, what are you wearing?
I know some of the outfits are just like very 2D looking.
Yeah. And maybe we're spoiled by, you know, all of the superhero TV shows that, you know, when they put them into an outfit, it's all fucking super detailed.
Yeah,
and...
exactly. But I mean, that this is the aesthetic that they want. So,
I mean, yeah. I feel like
we're just not fans, obviously.
I feel like their wig budget is astounding, though.
Oh my god!
And their hairspray budget.
Yeah, some of them I'm looking and I'm like, is that a wig or have they done like some hair magic? Like, what's going on? Especially Miss Wednesday, the princess. Her blue hair, I'm like, this doesn't look like a wig. Like, what is going on?
Yeah. Yeah, there were some that looked great. And then there were some that you're like, well, that is very, you've gone a long way there to making that wig do something.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, the wig, and this is part of the thing, but I feel like I had a little bit of almost Game of Thrones overload with this because it's like so many people to keep track of. And each one kind of is trying to look as original and different to differentiate themselves from everyone else. And everyone in their introduction seems important. Like the story goes out of its way to introduce this character and make the revelation of who they really are important for some reason. And then I just kind of go, oh, and then they fucked off. Like they turned up and they were like, I'm going to say something cryptic. And then they fuck off. And then they come back like six episodes later. You're like, what? I don't. Okay. Like,
We're talking about Miss Sunday.
Yeah. Well, we're in for the long haul here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and all the while, we're supposed to be following this small band of pirates who seem to get on okay. But, like, I also find it not, I can't say I find it frustrating, but I find it a little kind of undergraduate. To kind of be like every time they mention something, they talk about their special skill as what it is, except for Luffy, who doesn't seem to have a special skill apart from just smiling at people and being hungry.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't need to know about this.
That's a typical like shonen manga character. Yeah. Like the lead is always just has to be infinitely likable. They don't have to be incredibly deep. But I do have to say that one thing I have enjoyed this season is there's still character growth and development. We're seeing like moments between the core crew where they learn something new about each other. And that kind of stuff is, I think, where the heart of the show is. The last half of this season is all focused around a new character that spoiler for a 1200 episode series, but a character named Chopper that joins the crew. And
Tony Chopper.
This was the most heartbreaking fucking story ever. And I knew about this story from my friends, but did I think that watching the Netflix version of it that I would cry? Because I did.
Wow.
Yeah. A little CGI reindeer and an asshole doctor made me fucking cry.
Wow. That's okay. A puppet rock and Ryan Gosling made me cry.
Same.
These things happen. To be honest, I was actually kind of gunning to try and get to the Tony Chopper stuff because he's a character that I've seen a lot of artwork of.
Yeah, he's kind of like a mascot.
He is, very much so. I've met the American voice actor for him and was like, okay, right. I think it was she is, in that tradition of, very cutesy little voice sort of things. Mm-hmm. So I was always like, oh, who is this? Why? Because it felt the next level weird. Like the rest of the show is kind of cartoon Gumby, weird ass character weird. But having a cutesy little reindeer suddenly join your crew felt like, well, that's just fucking strange. And I really kind of wanted to know how we got there. But then I saw some bits where it's like, yeah, but the cute little reindeer also hulks out occasionally and turns into a gigantic fucking bruiser. And you're like,
yeah, what? But still has the cutesy voice, which is very disconcerting.
I'm like, how are you?
Oh, they didn't modulate the voice? Okay. Nope, he still sounds cute and five, sure.
How are you surprised by this when we've also had in this season like cute sad whale and
oh my god, don't start me on the fucking Laboon story either. Because holy shit. There's a Easter egg in that Laboon episode that will come back later.
Oh.
And I will tell you about it after the show if you don't want spoilers.
Sure.
But I'm honestly sure any fan in the chat will know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Actually, I do want to know, in anyone in the chat, are there people who really who are big One Piece fans, like people who have really engaged with it? Mm. Because like I still feel like a tourist. I'm not gonna lie. Like I wander into this much like you wander into like a hoarder's house or something, and you're like, there's a lot of shit around here.
A lot to look at.
Yeah. Like, I'm not sure I should touch anything or sit down, but you've had a hell of a fucking time here, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
That's how I feel walking into One Piece.
I could spend 4 hours processing just what's over here. Yeah. But you're already throwing other shit at me.
Like, yeah. there's two giants fighting over there, and like they're just two live action dudes. Okay, yeah. Cool. Right.
Are they dead? Why is that goldfish so big?
I don't know.
And I feel like there should always be just a little, there should be someone like just a regular person, like a narrator, like the Rocky Horror professor in a wheelchair that just comes out in One Piece occasionally and just goes, don't think about it too much.
Yeah.
Just go with it.
Yes. Fine. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Tari has no knowledge of the show at all, but I'm also like, by the sounds of it, Tari's continuing to watch it. So it's clearly not so weird that it's put you off, continuing to watch the show.
Natsuki also doesn't know anything about One Piece, but I guess there's an audience for it.
I find the tonal shifts really fucking hard to wrap my head around.
Yeah. This is the sort of thing I'm saying. Like, at some points I feel like I could be watching this with like 5-year-olds. And they could be quite getting into it. And other times I'd just be like, oh, got to put my hand over the eyes there. Yep, that's a stabby stab. Or,
And that character who's been really lovely up until now just told you to go fuck yourself, literally. And I was like, oh, okay, right. So we're not in PG territory here. Right. Okay, this is aimed at adults. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
See, it's still that hoarder house. It's like, you pick up something, you go, oh, that's a dildo. Right, okay.
Actually, it's not a dildo. Well, it's a box of dildos.
Asky would like to know if we think the live action would be the best starting point for someone that's never watched or read anything related to One Piece. And I would say possibly it is going to give you the abridged version. Like, I definitely do not have the bandwidth to do 1,200-plus episodes or God, however many books it is now. And I will tell you that even friends that have done all of that heavy lifting that are watching the live action, they're like, oh, I really want to go back and read that, but it would take me weeks to do it.
Right.
Because the arc is that long, are even daunted by it. So I would definitely say stick to the live action if you are looking for the easy in for One Piece.
This is the Cliff's Notes kind of
100%.
I mean, look,
it's the Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged.
If you're independently wealthy and you need a lot of time to fill up in your days, go right ahead. Go look through stuff. But if you're relatively time poor and you've only got you're only able to consume on the train or on public transport going to and from because no one can afford to drive anymore.
In our time poor era.
Yeah,
the way to go, I'm afraid.
And the thing is, I can see why this appeals to the people who did have the time and energy to view all 1,200 or whatever.
Yeah, because they started it when they were kids.
Yeah,
how long this has been going.
Yeah, and they were. This is their regular dose, and so the kid goofiness still plays. But then you've got a little bit of edgy, hard ass samurai badass kind of stuff. And then you've got the characters that are kind of joke characters. Like, there's literally there's a character who is essentially just the Captain Hook that you got from Timu. Like, he's literally had his hand eaten by a crocodile and he has a hook.
And Captain Hook?
He's Captain Crocodile, isn't it? Or just Crocodile.
Yeah, can I also ask a question here? And this is just something that I'm going for the future.
Mm-hmm.
How many manga episodes have we got, or mangas have we got at the moment and stuff? Like, there's over 1,000, right?
Of One Piece.
Chapters?
Yeah, yeah. Like, of this. In that 1,000...
Of One Piece itself?
Yeah, yeah.
Because there are spin-offs as well.
Yeah, yeah, but there's got to be, like, of that one. I'm just so concerned is, like, has he not found the One Piece yet?
Nope.
Nope. Like, that's frustrating.
No, it's not finished. And the, like, Oda-sensei has no idea if there will be an end.
But that's got to be one of the things that's got to be very frustrating for me, which is like, so you're telling me that this story is just going to go on for as long as you're alive?
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we're currently up to 1,166 chapters as of this month.
And there are 114 volumes, which means that, you know, essentially
you get maybe five chapters a volume. Yeah.
Yeah. My thing was just curious because I was just like, oh, we're going to find the One Piece. Very well established in season one. I'd be looking forward to them getting the One Piece. I don't know, maybe like even if you stretch it out like Game of Thrones, 8 seasons, 9 seasons, even a 10 seasons of One Piece, that'd be fine. To get
this
the One Piece.
This chapter was published on the 24th of December in 1997.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like I said, my friends that are like still reading it to this day started it when they were in school.
So that means next year is going to be 30 years.
Yeah.
Of One Piece.
Next year is 30 years of One Piece.
Okay.
Yeah.
It set the Guinness World Record for most copies published for the same comic book series by a single author.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing that we've got to take into account is it's all written by one dude. Mm-hmm. It's fucking insane.
Yeah.
I mean, I appreciate the commitment.
And you are absolutely correct, Dion. It is not set on Earth. It is set on a place called the Blue Planet.
Blue Planet.
Yeah. which I've now looked at a map and gone, there's the North Blue, the East Blue, a red line. So, yeah, there's all these different things.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's a fucking
Casper,
weird...
yeah, that sounds familiar. There's like some like scavenger hunt going on at the moment that Oda-sensei set up. Casper says he wrote the ending and dropped it into a chest into the sea. So there's like, you can actually go and find it. So you can have your own One Piece adventure to look for the One Piece to find the chapter. But yeah, no, and like legit, he has dropped it in the ocean somewhere on Earth. And there is a scavenger hunt currently going on to try and find it. But I mean, if you want it found, get the Swifties onto it because
they
know what's up.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean,
from season one to season two, how did we feel? Like, is it just sort of continuing the same level? Do you feel like it's improved or?
No, I think it stayed the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like the main cast is sort of got a bit more comfortable in their characterizations. Like they kind of,
yeah, I think they've settled into their characters now.
Yeah, I feel like Luffy has always been the same.
Yeah,
as like knew exactly what was going on. This is my character. This is the linchpin of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I know everyone's got to bounce off me, but because of that, the rest of the crew had taken a while to find their place, which is fine. You know, that's the nature of a first and second season. I'm just curious to see whether or not I give a shit about any of them. Which is hard. It's hard to say. And mainly, and it's not because I don't think that they're doing a bad job per se. It's more that they keep introducing new and other side characters who they keep trying to, like, it feels like they keep trying to say, like, this person is important. And then you're like, oh, it's not, this person is not important.
Well, you know? and that is,
or maybe it
structurally
is
a thing. Like, every single, you know, character essentially who appears on screen gets a title card. And it's like, Mr. Wednesday.
Yeah, well, the Baroque works are like a huge, like, counterpoint currently. So I guess it kind of helps to keep it in your mind a bit, too, if you get to see your name to the face instead of just hearing.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. But, I think it actually does a pretty good job of kind of giving you a concept. But then there are times where it's like, this is this character. Oh, they're dead. Right.
Yes.
Or also maybe sometimes with some of the characters that you introduced a little while ago and then they haven't returned and then they walk back on screen and start talking. You're like, who was that again? Why is this person important? I've forgotten.
Yeah.
There's no title card.
Yeah. Please remind me who they are and why I care.
How do you get around smoking on screen as a human character? Oh, right.
Well, that's the other, like, there was that weird thing that you've got, whatever it is, the Marine smoker who, you know, smokes two cigars constantly.
I know.
But, and that's kind of like, oh, okay, that's funny. But then, like, Sanji will walk out and just light up a normal smoke and you're like, oh, that feels weird. Like, yeah, I just find the weird kind of juxtaposition and juxtaposing tone is so strange that you've either got to go with it or it's going to fucking buck you right off.
Mm. Yeah, that's the thing with, like, anime and manga is, like, each character has to have their unique trait. They have to have something that sets them apart visually from everyone else. Like, you can't blend in. Everybody has to stand out.
Mm.
And I think when you're doing that in a very short time frame, you know, trying to condense everything into this live action one, then every single person on the screen is an individual.
Yeah.
And it does become kind of overwhelming.
Like,
and hard to just, like, differentiate who is important and who isn't.
Yeah. And, like, there'll be characters that, you know, humans who will do acting and, you know, have scenes and everything. And then occasionally they'll just introduce a complete CGI character, like a weasel flying on a weird vulture. Give them title cards. And then, like, you wait. Am I meant? Are these guys going to come back? What's happening here? And I just think of it, like, I've watched a lot of anime over the years, and there are some that, like, you know, maintain a tone all the way through.
Mm.
You know, they kind of hit a tone, they stick with it. This one, like, to me, it just feels like it's just copying and pasting things out of a mood board and going, yes, this. And yeah, I find it really hard. It's not bad. But
so maybe we won't review season 3.
Well, to be honest, I wasn't even sure that we were going to review season 2. Like, we got to the end of season 1 and I had realized I hadn't finished it. So I've watched 7 episodes because I had to go back and rewatch the end of season 1.
Oops.
Yeah. And it was kind of like, still don't really know what's going on.
Well, I mean, it's like, hey, you know, it's been kind of a wild ride. It's, you know, I can't say that I'm all for it, but, you know, it's not bad.
It's no,
you just got to get on board with this. You got to get on board with the stupidity of it, and then be surprised.
It's got a taste level, and it's sticking with it. And you either get on board or you get off.
Yeah.
Steerage is a class.
Yeah,
sure.
I like the idea that you would get onto this particular bus and it's full of fucking weirdos and circus folk and, you know, like some weird people who are doing some weird sex shit over in the corner. And, you know, and there's just a whole bunch of weird shit and they all look at you when you get on the bus and it's like, either you're on board with this shit or get off now.
Mm.
Yeah.
And it's your choice. If you're on board with it, okay, go.
Yeah.
I will keep watching, though. I'm looking forward to seeing the dynamic of Chopper joining the crew and how some of these characters that we've been introduced to will reappear later.
I'm just watching to see long enough that I can get to the episode where Joe Manganiello is doing the thing.
Oh, didn't you like Katie Siegel? She's in it.
I know she's in it, but I have only gotten to the halfway through the episode where she shows up.
Wait till you get to the final episode, Quinny, and then maybe you'll have some answers.
Or maybe I will forget to watch the final episode until we say we're reviewing season 3.
Well, look,
Judas, in 3 years' time.
Some technical difficulties. We've got like 10 minutes left. Do you want to give it a rating? Do you want to do the clip or do you just want to like, how are you feeling about this? Or just the rating and we'll go out.
You don't want to do a clip and then do
the
a
clip
rating?
Is kind of spoilery.
Oh.
because of that's what it, I don't really know. Like, I mean, this is only for people who would follow it. Like, it's a nice heartfelt clip, and you get to see Chopper in it. But I mean, do you want to see it?
Go on, chat. What do you reckon? Do you want to see the
do you want to see a clip about something that has absolutely no context for you if you do not understand any of it? But also, you know, that's how that kind of goes. Go on. All right, fine.
Go spoiler.
All right, yeah. We'll just do this clip, which, again, if you haven't watched it, don't have any idea. And even I don't really have much of an idea, but it's a good speech.
Yeah. When does a man die? Is it when a bullet pierces his heart? Or he's stricken by an incurable disease? No. Is it when he eats soup made from a poisonous mushroom? No. No, 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 no! A man dies when he is forgotten. I may disappear, but my dream will live on. And the ailing people of Drum will be healed.
Is it true for a country as well? Can Drum Kingdom be saved?
As long as there is someone to carry it on.
What are you blabbering about? Shoot him!
Soon, a monster will appear. Please don't hurt him. He is my son.
Sacrifice.
Chopper.
Sacrifice. Mm-hmm. What do you do? Yeah. Okay. Like, that's a great speech. It's a great emotional beat. It's a great speech.
Yeah.
It has good things.
But the dude has a giant T section of hair. And you're like, and as an actor, I look at a lot of that stuff and I'm thinking, fuck, that'd be.
I can't hear anything.
No. I can hear you. I can hear you, Jill. I've gone to technical difficulties, but I can't hear Quinny, which is very strange. I can't hear Quinny at all. So maybe it's on Quinny's end. I thought it was on mine.
I thought it was me and I was...
So was I. I thought my thing had dropped.
Quickly going to look for my sound.
Okay, I've gone to technical difficulties, so try and get Quinny back. I don't know why. Even if, Quinny, you want to drop and you want to come back in, you can do that because I've got the thing going up. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do Don't know, but I was like, oh my god, no, it's fucking me again. The desk has done some shit, blah, blah, blah. And then you talked, and I was like, wait, no, that's Jill.
Yes, because I was going, oh fuck, what did I do?
What did I do? No.
Quick, where's my settings?
Yeah, quick.
Speak, nope.
Nope. Nothing. Everything's dropped off your side. Don't know why, Quinny.
Is that better?
Yes.
Ah, there you are.
There you go. You're back again.
Nope. It had decided to drop my mic.
Oh, good. Lovely. Okay, cool. I'm going to come back in 5, 4, 3, 2. There you go.
Someone's
just
mic.
Read the chat. Fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah. No, it wasn't me. I was chatting away. Don't worry. I left the audio on for everyone to talk about it back home. So, you know, like, hey, technical difficulties. But you're back now.
No, for some reason, my computer decided that I didn't need to have my microphone actually chosen.
Nah, fuck that. You're not the chosen one.
I'm sick of hearing about this guy.
Yeah.
Also, we moved you around in the screen now, so now you're at the bottom. Oh. Yeah, no! Yeah, exactly. Okay, okay, let's get back to the ratings. Thanks very much. Thanks, Casper. 68 out of 100. How you going? How you going there? It's not really for me. I do like the effort that they've gone through with things. I'm probably going to give it 60, mainly because I find it a little bit impenetrable and I don't know what the tone is, but I do respect what they're doing.
Sure. I'm going to be in the same-ish area. I think of maybe I'm going to go 68.
68? Same as Casper.
Yeah. It's kind of like, Hey. It's like, I'm kind of enjoying it, but I'm not like really ready to recommend it to like normal people.
I can't recommend this to the normies.
Yeah. People outside of this circle that I may know that don't particularly watch anime or read manga, I'm not going to be out there racing saying, you gotta watch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't proselytize this like I do some of the other stuff where I'm you've got to go see it. It's
of a particular taste.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, as you've said, Jill, you've got a lot of friends who were into it and have that kind of background with it. Yeah. So I guess, yeah. Whereas I don't, like my partner's son has watched all of One Piece so far.
Wow.
Yeah. Like
dedication.
Massive dedication, but also he couldn't give a shit about the live action.
Fair enough.
Like, you know, I was watching it and he's like,
oh,
you know,
fair enough.
That's his interest is in the anime or the manga. That's mm-hmm. where he's at. Okay. For me, look, I'm gonna kind of be roughly the same as you guys. I'm gonna go 62. I can see, so weird. I can see that it's well made. I can see that there are some sequences that are absolutely shit hot, like the big fight with Zoro and the 99 Baroque, whatever they are, Baroque Works people. Mm-hmm. I was like, shit, this is pretty fucking hardcore action. This is great. But then there was a weird sequence not long afterwards where you're like, well, he's putting wax on them? I don't know.
Yeah. Just a waxy boy.
Don't yuck his yum.
Yeah.
And yeah, like at every time there'd be a little moment of cool and then something that'd make me go, what? I don't know.
Yeah.
So yeah, 62 from me. If there's anyone else in the chat who has watched, has a number rating, Casper's dropped his, but... or if you haven't, or you do have no way to emotionally cope with giving a numerical rating to this, I fully understand.
Right.
I think I will try and finish the season.
Yeah.
Like,
good.
Yeah. I'm see how we go.
I want to see. I want to see the Tony Chopper stuff. I really want to get to that. Hey, yeah. Tari's got a 65. Nice. Lovely.
Speaking of stuff, because I just read in the chat that people are like, oh, are you doing Mario next week? It's like the answer is no.
Yeah. Checking the email for any invites to
Universal want everybody to pay their own money to go and see Mario. They're not seeing it for free.
No, there's no press screenings, there's no advanced screenings of Mario, so you gotta go see that Mario yourself. But also we won't be coming back next week because we're going to be on holiday. We're taking a holiday. It's
we're taking the Easter Tuesday.
It's Oestra. Yes. We're going to do that. We've got
Easter.
Yeah. Don't worry. We'll still be doing something. We're all going to go to the show. No, we're not going to the show.
No,
we're
not.
We just so expensive. Christ. It's like $100 to get in for an adult ticket. What the fuck, man? And sure, you can say that's not correct. You can get many different levels of things. I know. But I'm still not paying 40.
Are there layers of...
I'm still not paying $49 to get in after sunset. Why would I pay $50 to get in after sunset?
Yeah, because you only get it for like half the amount of time that you would during the day. So you pay half the price. Like,
yeah.
Will they think we're dumb?
Will they serve me a Dagwood dog after sunset? The world famous hot dog on a stick.
They'll probably even sell it to you with a beer, Quinny.
Oh, shit. I've never had a beer at the dog.
You will once you've eaten the hot dog.
You'll need it. Only at the show.
Only at the show. yeah, like we're not coming back next week. Sorry, we're just gonna have a little break. It's okay. We're only doing three
also,
of those ones.
I need time to watch things.
Yes, time to watch things. But the schedule will come out tomorrow. I think I'll be able to get that out there. But look, spoiler alert: no show next week for the 7th. Coming back to do Deadlock, which is on Amazon. So get onto it. Season 2 of Deadlock.
Oh fuck! Even if you've got no interest in it, fuck Jesus. If you've got no interest in it or whatever, I cannot express to you strong enough, please go and watch Deadlock. Even if you can't be here for the review, just fucking go and watch Deadlock.
Yeah. As someone that didn't want to watch the first season and fucking loved it.
Yeah. This one.
Season two. Oh.
This one is 100% some of the most rapid fire and the most Australian dialogue I have ever heard in a television show, which is great. Like, it's actually highbrow great. It's not it's not Australian or people trying to sound Australian. It's just like quite literally, yep, that's how Australians speak. That's exactly what they fucking say to each other.
And my review will I'm giving them a preview of my review. My review will be dick bum.
My review is fucking love you. you'll get that joke later. And then we're going to come back and do Daredevil and what was the other show that was on? In
Monarch.
That? Oh, that's right. Monarch, Legacy of Monsters.
For All Mankind.
For All Mankind. We'll do a bit of a roundup. And then Maul Shadow Lord.
Yeah.
Ooh. So a lot of TV shows to round up to the end thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of TV, not a lot of films, but that's okay. We've got a lot of time. Take some time off.
I don't know. Is anyone in the chat actually keen to watch the Mario Galaxy movie? No. I'm fascinated only because they've announced that it's got Fox McCloud in it.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, hang on. Okay, if they're going to do a Star Fox thing or some kind of thing with that, I'm kind of into it. But also, I was kind of like, oh, when I realized that the voice they've got doing Fox McCloud is Glenn Powell.
Oh, my God. A fucking course it is.
Yeah, I was just like,
of course
it is. Oh,
my God.
Okay. Yeah.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
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 Casper's keen to go see Ready or Not as well.
Yeah. Look, go see Project Hail Mary. Go see Ready or Not too.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, if you want to see a good space movie, go and watch Project Hail Mary.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go and watch it a couple of times. I noticed Karina has now seen it once in a normal cinema and once in IMAX. And I got to say, it was the IMAX was chockers when I went and saw it. Like, I went to the 9:15 screening on a Sunday night. That was the only time I could get a fucking seat. It was chockers. So,
oh, good. I hope it does good bank. And as you said prior to the show, I think their queue, it doesn't need a fucking sequel.
No.
Just let it exist.
Oh, my God.
We don't need a sequel.
Stop it with the sequels.
We need separate things.
Yeah. But then, you know, we say we want original concepts and stuff like that, and then a film comes out that, you know, is an original concept and makes absolutely no fucking money.
Which one?
Which is one of those things. Well, there've been quite a few.
But example, Quinny.
The Bride.
Can I just say that?
You know, a fairly original take on. Well, actually, no, that's an original take on Frankenstein. There's another one that came out recently that has Zazie Beetz in it, which you know is like an action sort of violent horror kind of thing. Made fucking zero money.
Look, you know, I'm actually
market things properly.
I'm quite interested in seeing Lee Cronin's The Mummy in April. That looks
creepy
weird.
As fuck.
I'm okay. Don't worry, there's some great absolute trash films coming out in April as well. Apex, Zero AD.
I don't even know what that is.
Exactly. No, they're trash ones. We'll see how we go. Oh, good. Predator Kangaroo said that the Zazie Beetz one is They Will Kill You. It's good fun.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. And that's the thing. People are like, oh, it's an original kind of action thing. Yeah, right. Sweet. Made no fucking money.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, just because somebody doesn't make money at the box office doesn't mean it's a bad film. And that is why you have things called cult classics. And you used to be able to find them in bargain bins and that's how they got good. But now there's no such thing. There's just bargain streaming services.
Yeah.
I fucking hate the future, man.
Yeah. Well,
I got to say, it's not working out quite as I expected.
No.
No, we were
sold. Not what I wanted it to be.
We were sold so many cool things about what the future was going to be.
Yeah.
Little did we think that it was we were going to be looking longingly at our fucking deleted or removed DVD collections. Yeah. And we're going to have nostalgia for fucking Blockbuster and be constantly thinking, how the fuck am I going to afford to get fuel? And also, oh no, the petrol station down the road from me is out of petrol.
Yeah. Or because someone decided to lob something at someone else for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Diabolical times.
Diabolical times. Yes. Anyway, happy Easter.
Oh, yeah. Yay.
No. Happy Zombie Jesus Weekend.
Yeah, exactly. Happy Zombie Jesus Weekend, everyone. Good luck finding a well-priced egg.
I hope petrol and chocolate would be so fucking expensive in the year 2026.
Yeah, I hope you all don't get diabetes because you won't be able to afford the medication. Hey!
We can't afford the eggs to get the diabetes, so...
Sure.
Well, I mean, you can afford the medication, but also people have been using it to lose weight. Like, rich people have been using it to lose weight.
Fuck.
Yep. Yeah. This is what happens. If you stick around our fucking stream too long, we just go really dark.
We go off.
This is the periodic table of nihilism.
Yeah. That's how we're getting. Anyway, join our cult.
Give us money.
Yeah, give us money. Give us all your money and power of attorney. Oh, sorry, enduring power of attorney, because that's how you have to join. Anyway, enough of that.
We love you guys.
Yeah,
we love everyone. The fact that you join us, and also we love that, you know, you are brilliant, smart, wonderful, intelligent people living your best lives and trying to do the best you can in a fucking weird ass world.
And have a relax. That's all we can ask for in this week off that we're having, and I hope everyone else just has a bit of a relax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if you're relaxed.
Even if you just sleep through Easter Sunday. Totally fine at the moment.
Yeah.
Why not? No one's going to tell you not to.
No,
okay. Definitely not.
We're going to go then.
We won't see you next week.
No, we won't see you next week. We'll see you on the 14th, if memory serves, for Deadlock. Fucking get a dog up. Get a dog up, yeah, and go watch Deadlock for that one. All right. We'll see you all later.
Cheers, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Periodic Table podcast. If you have comments, feedback, or suggestion, email info@theperiodictableofawesome.com. From our website, you can find our Instagram, Twitter, Threads, YouTube, and Facebook links, as well as ways to donate to the show if you're feeling generous. And of course, you can join in the show live on Twitch, usually on Tuesday nights, but sometimes it moves. Until next time, stay awesome.